We are now ready to describe a loop shaping design techniques. The techniques uses a basic loop shaping method and edge infinity robust stabilization. The first step it would do is do a loop shaping, as just we have done in a classical control or using single value approach. So what are we going to do is try to shape the plant P by multiplying a precompensated W R1 and the postcompensated W2, so that the loop shape or the single values of this shape of the transfer function satisfy the desired properties as we have described in chapter 6, where they have usually have high gain at low frequency, low gain at high frequency, and a reasonable slope in the transient. Now, what we really don't need to do here in this technique is that we don't really need to worry about the stability. The stability will be guaranteed by using another stabilization technique. This is how it's different from the classical loop shaping, where in the classical loop shaping, what you have to do is by choosing W1, W2, so that the system has to be stable in some sense, but here we don't. All we are interested in is to find a suitable W1, W2, usually at our stable, stable minimum phase transfer functions anyway, so that the loop shape is in a desired form. And then the next step is we're going to calculate the robust stability margin, which can be easily calculated by you solving one Ricard equation, one Lyapunov equation, as we have described a moment ago, using the shape of the plant, PS. Now, if the optimal stability margin is very, very small, then it means you don't have robust stability. And it, not only that, as we have already seen that the norm is actually related to four closed-loop transfer functions, so if they are very, very small, then that means 1 over that is very, very large. Then it means all the performances are not really good. So what do we need to do in this case? We need to return to the first step and readjust W1, W2, so because this control will not work. So if the optimal robust stability margin is not too small, then we can just use that value to calculate controller. So we select an epsilon which is smaller than that, any number. We can synthesize a edge infinity controller for the shape of the plant. Okay, so we have a shape of the plant satisfied robust stability margin. Of course, that doesn't mean that this controller it's done, because we have already did a loop shaping in pre-compensated and post-compensated. That's not what will actually be implemented. So what we actually have to do is to look at a different controller, which is the final step. We take a controller in such a way which is equal to W1, K infinity, W2. Now, the loop shape with this controller is different from the loop shape of PS. So we have to be sure that the feedback system with this controller is still good. Well, how do we know that? Well, there are actually theoretical verifications that shows that if the stability margin is not too small, then actually this loop shaping is compatible with the final controller loop shape. So in that case, the second step is the key. If we get a good loop shaping and we get a good stability margin, then this controller should be reasonable. Okay, so this is how the controller is designed. By shape the plant, then we do the robust stabilization. It's here you see that the stability is actually guaranteed by a K-infinity controller. It's not W1, W2. Okay.